Another action item on the board meeting recently was the authorization to seek and award bids for everything that's needed in the upcoming remodeling project for the H building here on the Bryan campus along Villa Maria. There is space for about 550 students that are moving from our allied health programs here on campus in Bryan out to the Health Science Center. So that will free up some badly needed space here on the Bryan campus, which will immediately backfill. And the plan is now in place for how that will take place. We'll have fine arts, social sciences, mathematics, vet tech, fire science, humanities, and natural sciences will all move in to fill that space formerly occupied by some of our allied health programs. And we're talking about 11 new classrooms added to this campus. So it's some badly needed elbow room that we needed here in Bryan to expand a little bit. One of the large existing rooms will be converted into two biology labs. Another large room will be converted into two classrooms for fine arts. And grand total, we're talking about 25 to 30,000 square feet of space targeted for remodeling from July of this year till August. Basically a month to rehab about 25 to 30,000 square feet, and the cost of equipment, remodeling, and everything all totaled together should run approximately $200,000.
And this had been previously budgeted, hadn't it?
Yes, this has been in the plan for some time, knowing that our allied health programs will be moving. We knew we had existing space that we could capitalize here on the campus without. Obviously, this is a drop in the bucket compared to what building a new building of 25 to 30,000 square feet would cost. So in that respect, it is a smart, frugal, strategic move to make for Blinn at this time. But in another respect, it is obviously something that does ding the budget a bit, but it's needed, and with those classrooms backfilling immediately, we anticipate a return on that investment.
So the trustees' action this week was what?
The action was actually to authorize what's called a seek an award. In other words, seek bids for the furniture, the equipment, the remodeling costs, all of the associated costs, to seek an award. So our building and procurement folks will go out, they'll seek the bids, they'll make the determinations based on the best bids, and then they'll award. And what that does, because many times you find a seek an award item on an agenda when something needs to happen very, very quickly, and obviously with a July and August time frame for construction here, we're getting very close to needing to have these bids locked up.
So there's a possibility of multiple awards being made, one for furniture, one for the rehab, for instance?
Yes, projectors in the classrooms, you name it, anything it takes to outfit a modern higher ed classroom would be included in this.